And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hello, everybody. Good morning to you. Welcome right around the country from wherever you're listening and joining us on the House of Wellness, edition number 3 for 2020. Lovely to be joined today by nutritionist and healthy chef Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Hello, Zoe.
Hello, hello. Good morning, all.
And on our side, pharmacist and medical herbalist at your call, Gerald Quigley joins us as well. Hello, GQ.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Zoe. Welcome to Sunday.
Nice to be beaming into all corners of the country, into Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth. And we have the one phone number for you for the next 60 minutes, 131 873. We'll open up the lines in just a sec to take all your calls and queries about aches and pains, medication, confusion and so on. See if we can set you on the right path, both medically and also nutritionally as well. Smoke is top of mind again this weekend. One of the big sporting events across the globe begins tomorrow in Melbourne. We're talking the Australian Open tennis. Remember about a month or 6 weeks or so, we saw the Australian Open golf being played with some players wearing face masks as they were trying to putt. And we thought, we actually can't remember ever seeing that. I wonder if we'll see that with our tennis players tomorrow, because there's extensive calls to try and postpone it. Some of the players have been in distress in the warm-up events, trying to breathe. It's an unprecedented scene.
I've had my nose out the car window on the way in this morning.
And like a Labrador? Is,
yes, pretty well, sniffing the air. And there is a little bit of mist and a slight smell of smoke. So it certainly is nowhere near the levels that we were discussing this time last week with Rami from Beanstar. But it's still there. And it'll be fascinating to talk to Craig Tiley to see the official now version of what will be happening.
Yeah, it seems to be if it's thick and heavy in Melbourne, then Sydney seems to have a lighter day, then it pulses the other way. Sydney becomes these high levels again. Melbourne has a relatively clear day, and it's oscillating backwards and forwards as our various sea breezes push all the smoke away. I think currently last night there were 70 fires still going across New South Wales alone, about 20 of those uncontained, slightly fewer through Victoria, and we have had some good rain, but not enough to extinguish everything. And you think about when you throw some water over the barbie after a nice day grilling, you get that whoosh of smoke too. Yeah. So that's another factor going in. And those fine particulates that we're talking about are still in the atmosphere.
It's quite interesting because I just came back from the Gold Coast yesterday and actually took an earlier flight to get back to work.
A little bit of rain.
But again, you could really smell that dense smell of smoke. It was lingering everywhere. It hadn't dissipated at all.
So we'll chat with tournament director Craig Tiley, who, as we can imagine, is pretty frenzied with the beginning of the tournament tomorrow. And we'll hopefully get his thoughts on it. There were calls by players to see if they could delay things and so on. But there's so many matches that clog up the start of a Grand Slam tournament. We'll see what his thoughts are. Also, you might think, oh, it's a cloudy day. I can go outside and get a nice suntan. It's still summer across the country, but there are still incredible dangers with the UV rays getting through, even though it might be a smoky or a cloudy type of day. So we'll chat with Heather Walker a little later on in the show. She's the chair of Cancer Council's Australia National Skin Cancer Committee as well. We have your A to Z of vitamins. For those who are sunshine deficient, you might have an option on the board for us.
Vitamin D3, and let me throw you a very frightening stat, Zoe and Ed, that about 24% of people with a hip fracture over the age of 50 will die in the year following that fracture. Now, that is a shocking statistic, and that's where vitamin D can play a role.
Okay, there's an interesting symbiosis there, isn't there?
Yes,
okay,
there is.
We'll put all our callers who go to air today in the draw for a fabulous gift voucher. It's $100 to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store as well, and we'll open up the lines on 131873 in just a sec. Don't forget our website as well. You can catch up on previous editions of the show, the TV show, some of the favourite segments you might have missed or want to revisit. Houseofwellness.com.au is our website as well. Stick around with us. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Protect the fun this summer with Banana Boat Sport SPF 50+. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, from baby formula, laundry powder, to shampoo, wipes and dishwashing liquid, whatever takes your fancy, at Chemist Warehouse, it's even now much easier to get. Chemist Warehouse is making shopping more convenient with its new Click and Collect service. Visit chemistwarehouse.com.au, click to order the items, and within 4 hours, it's ready to be picked up. It's quick, easy, and best of all, it's free. Click and collect. Try it today at selected stores. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Great to have your company. Sunday mornings, as always, right around the country. It's Ed Phillips joined by Zoe Bingley-Pullen and Gerald Quigley. Our number from wherever you're joining us is 131873, and we're here to help. Grace is our first caller standing by. Good morning to you, Grace.
Hi, how are you going?
We're good. Let's help Grace. You out, though.
How can we help?
The last few weeks I've been waking up with inflammation in my hand, very, very painful. Mm-hmm. And I've been to the GP and blood test showed that there is inflammation there and like an arthritis. Mm-hmm. Taking curcumin.
Curcumin, yes.
And, yeah, and it's actually, I've tried and it's given me terrible diarrhea.
Grace, in both hands or just one hand?
Just the one.
And usually it's the dominant hand, so it'll be your right hand?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, remember, curcumin is an ingredient, 6% of the whole herb turmeric. So you're probably better off using the whole herb. And right. If you're sensitive to spices, because it is a spice, look at some of the water-soluble options, and you can just check with your pharmacists on the brands there. And there are things you can use. Glucosamine actually reduces inflammation in joints, and you can buy that as a cream. So you could use a glucosamine cream as your regular hand cream. And bear in mind that that inflammation you're feeling now is probably happening in other parts of your body. So we talk, Zoe, about an anti-inflammatory diet, because you can make a big difference, Grace, to how this is all going.
And Grace, don't discount that there are foods that we call pro-inflaming foods. So these are foods that actually increase inflammation. So really try and reduce your refined carbohydrates, obvious things like white flour, white bread, white pasta. Go with the wholemeal variety or the whole grain variety. Fried foods or trans fats are a real no-no. Even things like if you're using, you know, you're drinking a lot of sodas, all those processed artificial sweeteners or just, you know, processed sugars within themselves, and red meat. I mean, I don't think we need to cut red meat out completely out of our diet, but for most of us, we are consuming way too much. So 1 to 2 servings, 150 grams each time, and really look at other beautiful sources of protein, which we cannot shine more light on than fish. Fish is so good for you. The fat in it is all of these beautiful omega-3 fatty acids. They are so, so rich in anti-inflammatory functions. And again, if you want a little bit more anti-inflammatories, much fresh produce and is unprocessed, the least touched by man it possibly can be, and go with your avocado, fish, olive oil, nuts and seeds, flax seeds, hemp seeds, chia seeds. They will shine the light on a lot of good anti-inflammatory foods.
What a lovely, delicious prescription that is. Thanks for your call. 131873, we're here for the hour to take your calls on the House of Wellness. Well, there were other calls this week to postpone the Australian Open tennis. It's meant to start tomorrow, and players have been suffering breathing problems in some of the warm-up and qualifying events due to the smoke that's still lingering from these bushfires that we've seen over the last couple of months. Russian star Maria Sharapova was one who struggled in the smoke during an exhibition match. That was eventually called off, and others have needed medical treatment during qualifying matches in the lead-up as well. And this came as world number two, Novak Djokovic, has called on organisers to consider maybe rescheduling the Melbourne tournament. This is going to be a tough ask. It's due to start in a matter of hours. Luckily, we have Craig Tiley on the line. He's the Australian Open Tournament Director, and he's with us on the House of Wellness. Nice to chat with you again, Craig.
Hi, how are you?
Mate, I'm trying to do the numbers. I remember working on your fabulous tournament a few years ago. We've got 128 men, 128 women. There's 64 singles matches for each of those. Add in the doubles, add in the mixed doubles, add in our juniors. On top of that, our fabulous wheelchair players, the Legends tournament. It's a lot of matches, and it's not as simple as putting it back a couple of days, is it, mate?
Well, it is possible. If we had to, there's no forecast to do that. But if we had to, we would be able to. We've got three indoor courts which are climate controlled, and two of those are reserved seating, and the other one is open seating, ground pass seating. So, the way we would work the schedule, you know, we have 2 weeks, 14 days, mm-hmm. In good conditions, 25 sessions. So. We worked out as such that if we had to continue this round, if play continued, it would be very easy to do it because we would use those three courts. And there's not going to be a position where you have 14 straight days of smoke haze either. So I think there was, you know, at the beginning, I listened to your initial commentary and at the beginning, you know, a couple of weeks ago when there was a threat, we had two days of smoke haze this week. But we were well prepared for it in our devices on site that are used to measure the quality of the air and the consistent baseline measure that we were going to use and how it's going to compare to other sports and other global organizations on what their minimum standards were. So we were well prepared for that. And we did, you know, coming into this week, the weather forecast is going to be rain actually today and tomorrow and then pretty good weather following that. But if we were to have a smoke haze, we're well prepared to manage it.
Craig, Gerald Quigley here. And look, best wishes for the next 2 weeks, which are a standout event right across the world. Congratulations also on your new air policy, your air quality policy. And the impression is that it's never happened before. But surely in countries like China and others, they have similar sorts of policies. What's different with ours?
Well, it's a great question. Actually, the world of sport has come to learn very quickly there's potentially a new normal on having a policy on air quality. And it's come to pass is that actually the sport of tennis and other sports, whilst they're an air policy, it probably needs to be reviewed because it's not necessarily correct. There's many different measures. You know, there's PM10, there's AQI, and we use PM2.5 concentrate. And that seems to be the most consistent, most commonly used in Europe. And the threshold for hazardous conditions is fairly high. We chose a lower threshold. I mean, the threshold in most cases is 300. Mm-hmm. We chose a threshold of 200, at which point there would be no play. And then below 200, between 100 and 200, we would put in some mitigating measures and then also closely monitor the forecast and what was actually happening. Below 100 is fine. In Melbourne, most days are below 20. And the smoke haze, in the really serious days of smoke haze, early in the mornings, we were above 200. But for the most part, we were hovering between 100 and 150. We are starting to set the standard, and I believe, because we've had other sports call us and some of our own sporting organizations in tennis have a look and say, we don't have air quality policy, we need to look at it, because if you go on the website this morning and you look at what the air quality is in Beijing, for example, you would potentially be playing in conditions that we would be considering hazardous.
Sure.
Craig, my husband and I, this is one of our favourite times of the year because we love watching the Australian Open, albeit that I'm a terrible tennis player. Obviously, what we really enjoy the most is just watching these incredible athletes at their best. If the air quality is even slightly compromised, is there options? Is there something that you can put in place?
Well, I think there's a big difference in air quality as well when there's visibility issues. And that was kind of lost in translation over the last week. I mean, we had poor visibility as a result of the smoke, but it doesn't always immediately transfer to very poor air quality. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, there are times you could be in other parts of the world and the visibility is pretty good and the air quality is very poor. So that was an important element to get over and to communicate to playing groups. So one of the biggest challenges has been the communication of all this complicated detail.
I'm sure.
But I think we've got over that now, and I have done a lot of communication with it. But as high performing athletes, except for two afternoons we've had this week, the air quality was better than most places that they do play and compete in. So, so you know, and we've also encouraged the athletes if there's any, if they have any, there's any feeling of discomfort in their nose and in their chest or their eyes or whatever, was to immediately present themselves to our very experienced medical team, which consists of respiratory specialists and specialists in these conditions around the world, because part of our objective is to collect data, to do some ongoing research on how athletes respond to these conditions, what the air temperature is, and so we can start to do some longitudinal studies on determining you know, how to manage this in the future, not just for us but for other sports as well. So we haven't. The interesting thing is, over the past week, we had our fewest number of retirements on record. We only had two. We've had our fewest number of court calls on record, and you know, so it is. It's hard to say that that this was, you know, this really adversely affected everyone. They are the susceptible community. The ones that do have, you know, pre-existing conditions or generally asthmatic, are the ones that are the first ones that are going to feel it. And obviously, our objective is to, you know, provide as much assistance as possible. We've guaranteed the players that under no condition would we put them out on the court in these days.
Fantastic. Great to hear you're on the front foot. And look, it's probably going to be one of those things where you're super prepared. And what we'll talk about in years to come is that it was rather a rainy Australian Open 2020 or something different. I think you don't get your first hot day till Wednesday when it's going to be about 30, but looks pretty mild for the first week at least.
It does, yeah.
I know you're not allowed to have a little tip or a sentimental favourite, but you must have some insider knowledge from what you've heard wandering through the bunkers of the complex. Who do you think is in red-hot form at this early stage of the season?
Well, it's great. Ash Barty came off a win last night, winning the Adelaide
yes.
event.
Yes.
And so she's playing well, so it's going to be difficult to beat. It's a very difficult to win seven straight matches and play extremely well on all those matches over the course of 2 weeks is a difficult task, and extremely difficult to win a Grand Slam at home.
Yep.
But I like the way Ash Barty's playing. Also, you know, wouldn't we love to see her win?
Yes.
And so I think she's coming in as a significant favourite. On the end, of course, then Serena Williams trying to tie Miles Court's record of 24 Grand Slams. So that's going to be entertaining. She's also playing well after having won Auckland. So those are probably two of the hottest players as far as their form goes. On the men's side, Novak Djokovic won the ATP Cup.
Yes.
He's playing extremely well. It's always difficult to beat on the surface. We haven't seen Roger Federer's form yet because he hasn't played leading in, but that may help them. And then, of course, Nadal is always difficult to beat. But I think knocking on the door is a Daniil Medvedev and Stefanos Tsitsipas. You know, it's going to be an absolute brilliant Australian Open. We've got these young players that have now closed the gap on the greats, so we may see a first-time champion, and we may even see someone like Nikiros have a breakthrough. So I think it's a really exciting time, and you know, starting tomorrow, yesterday we had our record day of kids tennis day,
oh,
so we hope the fans continue to come out.
Yeah, absolutely. Mate, it is renowned as being one of the most fabulous, well-organised events with great vibes, and this is a worldwide reputation. All credit to you and your teammate, and I know it's not just going to the tennis, it's a totally immersive experience from all the interactive sites you've got.
The food,
and everyone is just in a genuinely fabulous mood, except perhaps for those players who've just been knocked out, but that's what they have to deal with. Craig, good luck over the next couple of weeks, and thanks for giving us the heads up. All the coverage, of course, on the channels of Nine, with all the high-tech that they've got in place with the new cameras and so on. It's going to be the most fabulous event. Appreciate your time this morning, Craig. Good luck to you and all your team.
Thank you. Have a good day. Thank
Craig Tiley with us there, the Australian Open Tournament Director, who's got a busy couple of weeks still to go. All right, let's take a little break. More of your calls coming up here on the House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Protect the fun this summer with Banana Boat Sport SPF 50+. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
From baby formula, laundry powder, to shampoo, wipes and dishwashing liquid, whatever takes your fancy, at Chemist Warehouse, it's now even easier to get. Chemist Warehouse is making shopping more convenient with its new click and collect service. You visit chemistwarehouse.com.au, click to order the items, and within 4 hours, it is ready to be picked up. It's quick and easy, and best of all, it's free. Click and collect. Try it today at selected stores. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
And right across Australia, this is our number, 131873. We'd love to hear from you. Diane in Belrose, good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, Diane. We
you
have
there,
you
Diane?
Standing by.
Yeah, there you go. How can we help, Diane?
Look, I was diagnosed Monday last week with shingles. And I've got it on my head and in my left ear. And it's very, very painful. I've been on a medication. I take the last 6 tablets today.
Good.
But what I was wondering, is there any particular vitamin or anything I could be taking that will help with the recovery?
Yes, there are 2 very important ones, Diane. The first is to help reduce the stinging and burning pain called neuropathic pain. That's called lipoic acid, L-I-P-O-I-C. You get that from your pharmacy. It's a 400 milligram tablet you take twice a day. And the second is vitamin C in a high dose. So you need 2 or 3 gram twice a day. It's an antiviral, Diane. So it actually continues doing what those antiviral medications have been doing. And the most important thing, which you can't buy, is rest. Adequate rest, very important, and lots of fluid.
I'm sure someone would want to sell that to us, wouldn't they?
Well, you'd think it could be parceled up, Ed, but all of those things are going to make a difference to your recovery time, Diane. So good luck.
Good luck. Thank you for your call. Mark, we're coming to you in Berwick. Hi there.
Hi, Mark.
Good morning, guys. I thought you can help me. I've had a trauma ear infection about 10 years ago. In the last 18 months, it's been really playing up. I've had 17 visits to the GP.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Seven to 8 cases of Augmentin tablets, and I think they're called Sofatex drops. They're in the bottle with the blue lid.
Yes, yes.
Now, I've had no luck at all. I've got this yellowy pus that continues to pour out of my ear. They sent me to an ENT. I had a polyp removed, which I then went back to the doctors. They gave me the all clear. I went back 2 weeks ago. They gave me another double dose of Augmentin. That female doctor said, you've got a polyp growing back. After that, I went back again after 10 days. No, there's no polyp there. The other doctor said, I've seen probably 11 doctors at this clinic. Mm. I now went to a paid doctor. It cost me $140. And he's given me some Ciproxin tablets.
Ciproxin, yes. That's a different antibiotic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Correct. Oh, it's just, and I've still got more fluid coming out, but it's not that yellow, stinky, smelly anymore. It's just, it would be 2 teaspoons a day of fluid coming out of my ear.
Well, for those having breakfast, we apologise. And Mark... Mark, if you could, look, I've got a string of suggestions, Mark, but could I bother you to send me an email? Go, just think House of Wellness, you're in the car. When you get home, go to houseofwellness.com.au. There's an Ask tab at the top. There are some herbs and minerals for these deep-seated, ongoing, long-lasting infections, and you deserve perhaps a bit more help than you're getting. So I look forward to your email, and you'll get a response today.
Gosh, 2.5 years battling that.
And imagine the gut health, Zoe, with all those
antibiotics. That's exactly what I was just thinking. All that poor man needs to begin with is a massive dose of probiotics because, as we know, inflammation, and again, his mood, you know, his mood must be heavily affected because the receptors in the gut would be affected as
no
well.
No question. Let's go to our next caller, Rebecca in Brisbane. Good morning.
I have dermatitis or eczema. It's all over my arms, all over my hands and all over my torso. I'm allergic to cortisone and I don't know what to do about it. It's terrible.
Yes. So what's your doctor giving you as an alternative to cortisone, Rebecca? Anything?
Nothing.
Okay. You can work inside with fish oil. So high-dose fish oil, very important. Zoe will tell you about fish to eat, so it supplements that. And there are a number of outstanding ranges, Rebecca, available from a pharmacy for your reactive skin. And the product of choice is called, it starts with an X, called Xeracalm. This is a lipid-replenishing, both cleanser and moisturiser, that works almost as well as a steroid, but of course there's no steroid in it because you can buy it over the counter. Xeracalm. And it is a brilliant option to use regularly and get that from your pharmacy.
And definitely don't not include some zinc and probiotics in there as well, just to really boost up that immune system. And again, we always talk about these really anti-inflammatory style diets. I mean, I had chronic eczema from birth till 18, and it wasn't until I radically changed my diet and took out all the allergens. So your obvious allergens is your wheat, dairy, histamines in the diet as well. So just try and remove some of those processed foods and just to support your gut with a really good probiotic. And as Gerald said, there are so many amazing formulations of probiotics that are just focused on eczema and dermatitis.
All right, some great recommendations there. Let's grab David now, who's standing by in Williams Landing. Hello.
Hi, David.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. Look, the problem I've got is with what I would call a shaving itch. It's on the beard line. Now, during a normal day, it can be not there at all or slightly itchy. Other times, you feel like you want to scratch a, you know, a hole in the side of your cheek or your chin. But I'm growing a beard at the moment. That doesn't seem to have really helped. So I've tried a few different things from the pharmacy, and I've got some aloe vera gel, but I just wonder if there's something I should be doing, whether it's a bit of a fungus or something. I don't know.
It could be. Yeah, David, yeah. Do you use an electric or a blade?
No, I use a blade.
Blade, and not a disposable blade, because they
no,
wear it up.
No, no.
Good.
No,
and a shaving cream. Now, there are some shaving creams that have much less soap in them than others.
Right.
And that, and the soap often irritates your skin, particularly. So use cooler water. Moisten your face before you start, then shave.
Yep.
Ed's nodding here, but he doesn't shave most of the time, David. But the important thing is, though, having shaved, then don't put a regular aftershave on, because that's alcohol and it's going to irritate and it'll sting like blazes. The cream of choice is called Trixera, T-R-I-X-E-R-A, and that can be your aftershave cream. And put it on again at night before you go to bed.
Okay.
So morning after you shave, after you've washed your face with cold water to cool it down, leave it for a little while, then apply that cream, and do that again at night when you before you go to bed. It rubs in well.
The House of Wellness here with grooming tips also, and we're here to help 131873, all our callers in the draw for that $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store. We'll take a little break. Heather Walker's going to join us next. She's the head of the Cancer Council's Skin Cancer Committee. We might think that on certain days with all the bushfire smoke, the skies aren't blue and the sun mightn't be shining, but we can still get sunburnt. We've got some handy tips coming up after this quick break.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Protect the fun this summer with Banana Boat Sport SPF 50+. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, from baby formula to laundry powder to shampoo, wipes and dishwashing liquid, whatever you need, whatever takes your fancy at Chemist Warehouse, it's now even easier to buy. Chemist Warehouse is making shopping even more convenient with its new click and collect service. So you visit the website, chemistwarehouse.com.au, click to order the items you want, and within 4 hours, it is ready to be picked up. It's quick and easy, and best of all, it is free. Click and collect. You can try it today at selected stores. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, if you think the smoke haze from our bushfires can protect you from the sun's harmful rays, you will need to think again. It's a timely reminder. We're being warned that despite all the bushfire smoke across the country, which absorbs and reflects some of the incoming radiation, UV rays can still be super harmful despite these reduced levels. We have Heather Walker with us, the chair of Cancer Council Australia's National Skin Cancer Committee, on the line. Thanks for joining us again, Heather.
Good morning.
Well, let's debunk some of these myths, shall we? A lot of people think you just simply can't get sunburnt through the smoke haze, but of course we can.
Absolutely. So the smoke does tend to reduce the UV that's getting to us and on our skin, but it still might not be enough to reduce it entirely. And also the conditions change quite quickly. So it's always worth thinking about your sun protection, because we're expecting UV levels that are extreme at this time of year. And even if they're reduced, a level of 3 or higher is when we'd be saying use sun protection. So if you know your UV and you can keep an eye on that, 3 and above, even if it's reduced from an extreme level, it could still be doing you harm. So sun protection is still needed, even though it's smoky.
And Heather, look, I must admit I'm a bit of a sun junkie. I love the sun tanning, as does my husband. But I have very olive skin, and so does my husband as well. I think, is that a bit of a misconception that we can get away with not wearing sunscreen or wearing sunscreen less?
That's right. So it's really interesting, actually. We've seen in some of our data that the people who are most likely to burn, so those with the fairest skin type, are more likely to use the sun protection because they know how painful it can be. So it's actually those in that middle group, those that have that kind of olive skin tone, that tend to take the risk and think, oh, I'm a bit protected. And it's true, they do have a bit more protection naturally, but nothing huge. So we'd say use an SPF of 30 or higher in your sunscreen, and a tan might protect you with maybe an SPF of 3. So it's really not doing a huge amount.
So
and then it's likely that you'll get caught out,
So that coconut oil, which has got an SPF of 6 that my husband's using, is sufficient.
Yeah, wouldn't recommend that.
Gosh.
Heather, Gerald Quigley here, and thanks for your time today. I know we've talked about this with you before, but there is a lot of confusion still about SPFs, particularly the people that say, I'm using an SPF 50 or a 50 plus, therefore I can stay out twice as long as I used to using an SPF 30. That's a silly misconception, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is, yeah. So the thing with sunscreen is that no sunscreen will fully protect you from the UV coming from the sun. And also, it's all about application as well. So an SPF 50 should be doing a really good job of protecting you, but only if it's applied properly. Mm-hmm. And we all know, you know, we've all been called out. We've all been there where you miss a bit on your back and then suddenly you've got a sore spot. So really important to use other sun protection measures as well as sunscreen, but also reapplying your sunscreen and applying enough in the first place as well, which is a common kind of pitfall for people.
What about those using cosmetics with an SPF in them? Is that all people need to apply, or should we have an extra layer?
We'd advise having an extra layer. If you're just going to work and you'll be sitting in an office all day, cosmetics can be great for giving you just a basic level to protect you against incidental exposure. So if you're not planning on spending lots of time outdoors, you'll get some protection from your cosmetics. But if you are going outside, we'd recommend using all 5 forms of sun protection. So that's clothing, hats and shades, sunglasses, as well as sunscreen to protect you against that deliberate exposure. But they can be a good thing if you're not spending heaps of time outdoors.
Heather, it's quite interesting because there's a lot of new information that talks about nanotechnology and whether or not, you know, sunscreens are healthy for us long term. Can you shine some light on that?
Yeah, so it seems that every summer we have a new controversy around sunscreen. And none of them really seem to have held up to scrutiny. So when it comes to nanotechnology, all that really means is very, very small particles. So that's what nanoparticles are. And they're in sunscreen to avoid that kind of ghosting white effect you might get if you're using those zinc-based or titanium dioxide-based sunscreens. And so they're actually there for a good reason, because we know people often don't like the look or feel of sunscreen. That's the reason they don't use it. So there's no evidence that those particles are doing us any harm whatsoever. So nothing to worry about from that perspective. On the flip side, there's some people who say they don't like using chemicals in their sunscreen. So that's the other types of sunscreen ingredients, not the zinc type sunscreens. But again, there's absolutely no evidence that any of this is doing any harm. And in fact, the opposite. So we know we've got good research that shows that sunscreen actually prevents cancer. So that's really the stuff we should be listening to, is that science that's telling us that these are really useful products for reducing your cancer risk.
Now, we know reapplying is super important. Parents can probably relate. I've got two boys. Applying them and lathering them in sunscreen at the start of the beach is like wrestling a couple of pythons, and then they'll happily spend the next 6 or 7 hours in the water. How do we get them back and reapply some sort of reasonable coating whilst they're still wet? Is there a product you recommend, or do we need to towel them down and sit them down and let them reabsorb that SPF?
So we'd always recommend using a water-resistant sunscreen, and that might help a bit. But in general, the best thing to do with kids is just stick them in a rashie. And the more they're covered up with clothing, the less you need to worry about that sunscreen. So if you can do that, then that's the easiest answer. And then you don't have to kind of wrestle with them and have that, you know, reduce the fun, I guess, at the beach as well, of the fact that they've got to come in and, you know, sit down and have their sunscreen reapplied. So we'd recommend using sunscreen for those parts of the skin that aren't covered with other measures like clothing. And so a good rashie will do wonders.
Heather, I recently bought a product which I'm in love with, and it's quite a thick consistency product, but it's got a like a bit of makeup tan in it so that I can apply. But I have noticed over time it does seem to build up on my skin. Am I better off? This is for my face, obviously. Am I better washing my face and then reapplying it? What's the best way to kind of keep healthy skin as well as safe skin?
Yeah, I think that can be an issue for some people with the makeup products. But, you know, if you're using, you know, the full teaspoon that we would say for your face, and it's got a tint in it, then that really isn't the best look necessarily.
No, it doesn't look great.
We might recommend putting a sunscreen on as well as one of these cosmetics. So you've got a sunscreen that isn't necessarily tinted as well as the tint that has the SPF in it as well. And also a broad brim hat. So a hat will reduce the UV to your face considerably, probably more than most people think. It's up to kind of 50%. So that's also good advice, so that you're not clogging up your skin too much with different products.
Appreciate your timely tips there, Heather. Cancer.org.au is the website for the Cancer Council, and appreciate all the great work that you constantly do with you and your team. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Heather.
Thanks for having me.
Heather Walker there, the chair of the Cancer Council's National Skin Cancer Committee. Now, of course, with all the fastidious use of our SPF 50s and above, we might find that in some cases people are having sun deficiencies. So we'll address that next with our A to Z of vitamins. That's coming up next. We have a solution for you on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Protect the fun this summer with Banana Boat Sport SPF 50+. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across the country, A to Z of vitamins time, and there's a very interesting relationship between bone health and our sun exposure too, Gerald.
There is, Ed, and we spoke briefly before about D3 and bone health, but vitamin D, D3 is much more comprehensive than that. Here's another stat for you. Supplementation of D3 can result in a 42% decrease in the incidence of influenza infection. Now, we're a long way away from flu time, but it we'll be talking about it in 3 or 4 months' time. There's a very simple thing to consider. So D3, 1,000 international units, normal dose is one per day. It's something we underestimate as to its value in cardiovascular health, bone health, and immune health as well.
Okay, fantastic. The A to Z of vitamins brought to us by Microgenics, delivering you macro benefits available exclusively at Chemist Warehouse. We had some great calls today. Michael and Annette are still standing by. We might be beaten for time today. However, if you would like to send Gerald an email, our website is houseofwellness.com.au. That goes for all our listeners, of course. There's an Ask tab on the top. There's a radio tab, TV tab, and some of the great segments you might have missed or want to catch up on, all available there on a kind of backlog, if you like. Houseofwellness.com.au. Gerald will give you some answers to your questions within the day. Thanks for listening in today. Who are we going to give our $100 gift voucher to?
And
from
just
all our
before we go, Ed and Zoe, don't forget the News Limit today has the wonderful House of Wellness insert, which is the lift out for this month with the lovely Ash Barty on the front cover, who is Craig Tiley's favourite. Craig's probably manipulating the draw now to make sure that Ash gets into the final at least.
If you rank number one, you go at the top of the draw and you get some easier days, but she really is Australia's sweetheart. And I think
a very grounded player.
Single-handedly creating this surge in interest in tennis, not just for girls but boys as well, all wanting to be like her and the way she conducts herself. So, as we mentioned at the top of the show, the Australian Open starting tomorrow, fabulous 2 weeks of tennis.
Can't
wait. And air quality notwithstanding over the next
couple
of
days. So the winner, Ed and Zoe, is Mark from Berwick, who had that resistant ear infection and it's probably ruined a fair number of breakfasts across the morning. Mark, I'm looking forward to your email, but you are the winner of the $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher for this week, and thank you to all our callers.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We're back Sunday mornings again. Lovely to have your company. Don't forget our website, houseofwellness.com.au. We are here to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous. Hope you have a fabulous Sunday, Zoe.
Thank you. I'm off to Melbourne.
Okay, to watch the tennis?
Well, to do some work for House of Wellness, actually.
Good for you. Gerald, you'll be there with your nose out the window and keeping us...
Yes, sniffing on the way home, Ed. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll see you next Sunday for another edition of the House of Wellness. Bye now.